You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen in for Sotirios Johnson. Come Sunday night, Yankee Stadium will be nothing but a memory for many fans, except for those who swipe a piece of the ballpark before it's torn down. WNYC's Elaine Rivera spent the week talking to fans about what they wish they could have if only the NYPD weren't on the lookout.
Talk to Yankee fans, and they'll tell you that it's not just any stadium that's closing its doors. It's the home of 26 world championships, where unforgettable baseball greats such as Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Reggie Jackson made baseball lore.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Most of the stadium will be torn down eventually, and what's salvaged will be auctioned. In the meantime, stadium officials have had to heighten security to stave off what has already been a steady stream of theft from the site, from seats and signs to toilet fixtures. And while most people say they wouldn't actually steal anything, here are some fans outside of a game last week with their wish list of what they would like to have.
Maybe one of those no drinking in the bleacher signs? Take one of those.
First base.
I'll take a seat. That's about it.
That'll take me a little jeter. That'll work.
Grass or a seat or a chair from the field or whatever, but I'm hoping to get something.
I'll take a locker, I'll take the seats, I'll take everything.
Well, I wanted to get the no smoking sign in the men's bantam and the bleachers, but somebody already stole it.
And the most coveted item seems to be
home plate.
I think home plate would be a rather nice treasure.
I take home plate. Because a lot of cleats have touched home plate.
Yeah, home plate, that'd be cool too.
Nearby vendors and stadium employees describe what they've heard people want.
They'll take anything. They'll chip pieces off the side, they're telling me. Anything.
They asked me if they could have my price on. Yeah, and they offer like $30 and stuff.
Urinals. It's the craziest thing. What can I say?
Julio Pabon runs the Latino Sports Clubhouse, located about 10 blocks from the stadium. He had a recent exchange with one fan who took part of a stadium seat, which he smuggled out under his sweatshirt.
You know, I asked the guy, excuse me, is that a chase? He says, yeah, this is the bottom of the chair, but, you know, you're not a cop or anything. I said, no, I'm just interested in knowing. And he said, yeah. I said, well, why'd you do that? He said, look, I want to take a piece of the stadium, and they're not going to sell this to, you know, to the regular people. That's what he told me. And I said, but that's only the bottom. He said, I know, but at least it's something, you know. He says, maybe the next time I come back, I'll take the back, you know.
Pabon, who grew up in the shadows of the stadium, understands why people would want something, anything from the Yankees' home.
For those historians like myself and others who have lived in the community and those who have seen World Series games, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, the legends of baseball, the people who actually are the ones that baseball is standing on their shoulders today. Major events, the Pope's visit, the El Gran Combo's, the first Latin concert, La Fania All-Stars in a concert was here at Yankee Stadium. Major boxing matches. This stadium is more than just a baseball stadium. It's a cathedral.
The worshipful relics that come from that cathedral will be valuable collectibles, according to Mike Hefner, president of Leland's, one of the world's largest memorabilia companies. He says fans always want a part of a stadium that's going to be torn down. But he puts Yankee Stadium in a different league.
Yankee Stadium is by far the most valuable sports venue out there. There is nothing that really compares. There's nothing with the same history. You know, the only thing with the same age would be a Fenway Park. But even Fenway is not the same historically as Yankee Stadium.
Even the stadium dirt is valuable, Hefner says.
Based on what other stadiums have sold dirt for, it could be anywhere from $25 to $100, depending on the amount of it.
And for those non-collector listeners out there, the obvious question is, why?
The thing that makes them valuable is the sentimental aspect to memorabilia and to the pieces of the stadium. These things are items that people are going to hang in their homes or set on their desks, and they're going to remember Yankee Stadium by it.
And that fan who joked that he wanted to take the no smoking sign from the men's bathroom in the bleachers? That's Patrick Pielli. He says he's taking something more precious from the stadium that can't be hung on a wall or placed on a desk.
I've taken all these great memories from this place. I've been here for all the great World Series and all that, so I take that in my head and in my heart. And Yankee Stadium will always be with me, no matter what. Let's go Yanks!
Lights at the house that Ruth built will be turned off permanently after Sunday night's game. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.
The house that Ruth built houses 65,000 fans for the World Series opener between Casey Stengel's Bronx Bombers and Lippi's Miracle Men. Pitcher southpaw Dave Coslow for the Giants and series veteran Allie Reynolds for the favored Yankees. The weather is threatening and so are the Giants. First inning, two out, one on. Reynolds fires one in to Monty Irvin.